This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. As mentioned, this is Patriots Day. We'll honor and remember those that were injured or killed during the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. When 3,000 people were killed, over 6,000 injured, it's still one of the deadliest attacks in world history and one of the most devastating attacks on the U.S. Let's all take a moment to remember those that lost their lives that day and how it changed the lives of all of us. September 11, 2001. Well, a public library in Kentucky wants us all to know it's never too late to return a book, whether it's a couple of weeks, months, or even 50 years. Library workers say a book was returned by mail to the branch along with a note that read, 50 years past due. Checked out in 1968. Sorry. The note was signed Dale H. Apparently the book is in great condition, titled The U.S. in World War I, the story of General John Pershing and the American Expeditionary Forces. Library points out while overdue charges are typically 15 cents a day, there's a fine cap of $6.75. Otherwise, the late fee would be well over $2,000. Hey, a guy in India was setting a new world record over the weekend, smashing 217 walnuts with his head. He did the feat in 1 minute. A new record. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. A woman in Connecticut's lucky she lost only a few fingers after lighting a candle during a power outage. Well, she thought it was a candle. During the outage, the woman remembered seeing a stack of candles in the basement from a previous owner and retrieved a few of them, lighting one. They were not candles. They were indeed dynamite. She lit a stick and boom. Grocery store employee near Canton, Ohio, is being accused of stealing over $9,000 in deli meat. You see, the worker ate 3 to 5 slices of ham or salami every day on the job for 8 years. Police say they're not arresting the worker, but they are documenting the theft. The worker claims the charges are baloney, but I'm pumped. When do men start dressing appropriately for their age? According to a new study, never. Researchers found that most men never had a moment where they felt like things like hoodies and skinny jeans stopped looking right on them. The study didn't include women, but other studies have shown women are different. They do hit points where they decide they should start dressing differently. Having a tough time making a decision about something? Terrible about making decisions in general? Meditate. Research from UCLA found that meditation strengthens the brain and helps you think more clearly, which can help you make better decisions. The less money spent on an engagement ring, the more likely the marriage will last. A study found men who spent between $2,000 and $4,000 on an engagement ring had a higher rate of divorce than those who spent between $500 and $2,000. No way. Fall Tour makes another stop this weekend at the South Haven Jazz Festival. We'll be broadcasting live 4 to 6 this Friday afternoon from the festival. Thanks to the Blueberry Store, downtown South Haven, always in season. Grapevine Nursery and Greenhouse, Hagershore Road in Coloma. Johnny's Lakeshore Jewelry, downtown South Haven, they make it happen. And Bloomingdale Communications, fiber to the home in Pawpaw and Mattawan, coming soon to Bloomingdale. Knucklehead news out of Ohio, where a cop moonlighting at a high school was suspended without pay after using her taser to wake up a sleeping student. The officer was called to the classroom by a teacher whose multiple attempts to wake the student failed. She turned on her taser and began sparking it near the boy's head. The student was never touched by the taser, but the sparks got his attention and woke him up. Police department placed the officer on unpaid leave. Well, that kid will never fall asleep in class again. That's your Daily Buzz on Cozy. If you see something I should talk about here on the Daily Buzz, get it to me, paul@wcsy.com. Fax 637-2675. Drop the info off here at the station at 11637 M140 in South Haven, across from McFadden's. You can send us a message on Facebook if you like, or tweet at COSYFM. Daily Buzz podcasts are available at WCSY.com, our website. You can also become a subscriber. We'll email them to you. And we put them on Facebook each weekday. Oh, and great podcasting outlets, too, like Stitcher, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and Google Play. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present time. Paul A. Decker, we'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.